The institution of the family is also in flux in the United States. Gay marriage, of course, is in the headlines. But another living arrangement appears to be growing outside the media spotlight. Single mothers are setting up households with each other to ease the economic and emotional challenges of raising children alone. Carmel Sullivan of Southern California is trying to help. She's founded a website, coabode.org, to match up women looking to form cooperative households. Ms. Sullivan is a single mom herself, and the website was inspired by her own search for a housemate. She found one after interviewing 17 women, then decided she wanted to try to help the other 16 find matches. Sullivan says she was not looking for another single mother to live with because she needed financial help. She needed emotional support.
I felt lonely. I didn't want to do this on my own. My son was glued to the, computer and the TV because I didn't have time to be with him. He didn't have a playmate. So I thought the ideal thing would be another single mother who understands what we go through, and with a child my son's age, who he could have a playmate.
Mm-hmm.
And came to me.
And you said that these other women that you talked to had the same issues. Was the biggest issue emotional, or was it economic?
Economic. I met one woman living in a garage with her two children. And quite common is these mothers living in a one-bedroom apartment where the children are in the bedroom, mom sleeping on the couch. That is so common. And I was amazed at the conditions, the impoverished situations that quite a number of these women were living in.
You have someone there with you who was matched up on your website. Can you introduce us to her?
Yes, it's Natalie Pace, and she's probably one of my biggest successes that I know of.
Hello, Natalie.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Tell us about the process. Were you a little nervous about going to the website at first, for instance, because you might have been nervous about sharing your family with someone who's a stranger?
Well, I think desperation drives you to Carmel's website for a lot of us. I was in such a bind. I wanted my son to go to a great school. Every month I was getting bills that I couldn't afford to pay. I was in a condo that the county was ready to take back because I hadn't paid property taxes. And actually, when I saw the ad for Carmel, it was a spark of hope for me. I met an extraordinary woman who had two daughters, and I really think this match launched both of us into lives that we now adore.
How did your children adapt to this beyond the fun of having a playmate? Do they relate to the woman you're living with as a parent?
I think that's the hardest thing for people to work out. We made that very clear to the children that she was the parent for her kids and I was the parent for Davison. And when there was a conflict, she and I would get together and discuss it, and we would be the point person for our own children. But there's not a rule book here. It's just two people living their lives however they can to share this space.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the ideal situation, I believe, is a loving family where the parents are married. And if that's not what's occurring, then you need to say, okay, what is the next best thing that I can create? And that is a safe, loving environment where the child is not going to be left alone for long periods of time. And of course, you do have to find someone whom you trust, and that's a process of long interviews. And I want to say one other thing is that Coabode provides an 8-page roommate questionnaire that I'm going to use for my next boyfriend.
Well, that raises an interesting question. What happens if you get a boyfriend now? I mean, you're living with this woman that you adore, and so a man comes into your life. Is it going to be difficult to move out, or is he going to have to move in, or what's going to happen?
Our motto was always, until better times do us part. So it was never till death do us part. It's let's use this as a springboard and create the lives that we want to create.
Carmel, let me ask you, I mean, this all sounds really great. There must be some of these matches that just don't work.
Transitional housing is what I really describe it as. It's not, these women are not marrying each other. And so one couple had moved in together, and after 3 or 4 months, one of them ended up just doing too much babysitting for the other one. One worked at night, one worked during the day. And so it didn't work out for them. But both of them went back on the website looking for the right one.
Do you ever reflect on this and think about it in terms of trying to recreate the extended family, or think about it in sociological terms, or is it all just very personal?
It's, you know, we're too isolated in our own little space, in our own little world. And you know how much fun it is to come home after a long day of work and have the meal cooked for you?
Mm-hmm.
That's a reason enough.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
Natalie Pace found a single mom roommate on the website coabode.org. And Carmel Sullivan is the creator of that website. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Coabode has paired as many as 500 women since the nonprofit went online 3 years ago. There are approximately 11,000 registered profiles at the site. There are approximately 10 million families headed by single mothers in the U.S. It's not clear how many of these moms are living in cooperative households. As far as we know, the federal government doesn't keep track of this kind of living arrangement. We called several agencies, including the Census Bureau and the Department of Health and Human Services, but none had the data we were seeking.